that plays for the more interesting case, which is Higgs going to two B prime and then K. More interesting because it's more of a problem for the trigger. Z prime, you're going to pass energy triggers, some ET, or just jets in most cases. But for it to take a light wave and do these long wave particles, that sense
it will be
much
something
more
we have to do to
have to be able to pass the here you can see this event display. This inner black ring here is pixel detectors. For reference, the inside is about 5 centimeters and the outside is 12 about. But then this green ring here is a little hard to see. The VM calendar is about a meter away
from the hit point. The outer layers of the chamber.
So you see, there's several of these jets appearing outside of the pixel detectors. So in principle, they're not going to have any reconstructed tracks. Right now, Atlas is requiring a hit on each of the four base layers from these pixel detectors. Reconstructed track and trigger.
So those don't even.
So we're going to try and use that to our advantage. So in some cases like this, where you have case the inner detector, the level one triggers we want to pass. We do want a muon in the event and some jet. And then at level two, we want to pick this out as an interesting event. And so one of the possible trigger options we're looking at here is we want one of these jets that has no tracks beyond the pixel layers, but it has a muon inside of it. So we're requiring, kind of an odd thing. There's a muon inside of a jet. So you have a charged particle inside this jet. But then you're asking the jet to have no tracks. So, kind of a way to get back to this place
to the CMS,
without letting in too much of the standard model factor.
I was trying one for
and so,
if you
put this trigger in right now, you know what happens. Level 2, the new one will fail. For this case, at least, trying to clean up just jet energy wave that passes
some examples. So, where people go beyond the standard thing. So, one important thing to notice is that the CMS trigger is very different
in the case that are actually occurring in the calorimetry.
That was sort of follows the
circle here is the EM calendar. The outside of it is that 2.25 meter
colliding experiment.
Zoom is
the
longer the smart
H1 OF
trigger concept. What I look at here is basically just a really funny distribution. Here is jet that occurs at the edge of the EM calendar right after. So there's nothing going into the EM calendar. You're going to get some underlying event, a little bit of pile up. But it's not going to look any different than the rest. Large portion is drawn up energy.
Part of it is bandwidth, because, without
so,
bandwidth,
right here we're looking at a jet like this, when you actually have jet triggers, and then level 2,
now, CMS is a very different concept. This concept was actually quite a gambling that 12 years ago. They decided
kilohertz.
Essentially,
at level 2, you have to drop that down.
And the idea was to take the level 1, which also gives
you
about 100 kilohertz.
Normally, you have to raise the requirements. But if you have something like
an onset network switch,
then you can lower the actual energy threshold that the jet has to pass. And thereby getting a couple more of these
things out. And essentially, that the network technology is capable of distributing this massive 100 kilohertz of collisions if it
differs from the standard model. Quite significant. They're actually, in the track. And then we talked about this one a little bit the other day, K's in the muon system. So, see here, this is the outer muon chambers. This is about 4.5 meters here to the first chambers. So, you see this event, you have these V-pine out decaying in the muon chambers. They're going to give you lots of charge tracks going through the muon system, giving you several level one triggers, but it's been discussed, past couple days. They don't have any tracks going back to the inner detector, so at level two, you would throw these out. So what we want to do here is try and look for something like an anomalous number of these that are all clustered together. And in the Higgs case, you're going to have two of these V pines in the event, and then detector goes on Fusion or WPigs, but the inner detectors would be much quieter than this. So you can start requiring something like isolation, so no jet here, to try and get away from punch through backgrounds. So you want just a large number of these muons, muon hits in the MDT stations and the trigger chambers out here, but no energy in the hadronic power limiter. And you want all of these hits to be close together, as you see coming from this jet. And again, firing across three different stations, you can get rid of some of this, the noise of one station firing. So you're asking for a coincidence of the three. So then here, I've kind of gone over this quick summary of what these are, and then we can talk about them and those new ones if you guys have any ideas. More than happy here. And it tends to the ranges in the detector that these are sensitive to. So you know, that gate in the detector here is really good up to almost the edge of the hadronic calorimeter. And this was the jets with no tracks, but it contained the level one definition of a muon. Remember, by requiring no tracks here, this muon actually would fail the level two trigger. Then we have the gate calorimeter. This variable works really good for about 2 meters to 4 meters, which is roughly the length of the hadronic calorimeter. And then the muon system, we actually just have to stop it at 7 meters, even though our system goes up to 10 because of the triggering requirements. So you have to hit the plane that's at 7 meters to get a trigger. So these are kind of the ranges where these objects are good at.
Sorry, why was this stopping at 7?
Why? So, what you require,
I apologize.
You require this layer right here is at 7. So you have to have a hit here in order to pass the trigger. So if you don't hit this chamber, then the level 1 trigger won't even see it.
Well, that's just because of level 1.
It's a level 1 trigger requirement, right?
You can't get around. That's better.
So, you could, in principle, reconstruct offline, but...
So if you miss that layer, in many cases you're down to just a single station.
Right.
Yeah.
Then you need some sort of coincidence.
At level 1 you don't use the vertex and strength, but that it must be a rope going to the vertex.
At level 1 you have a rough thing?
I'll strap one.
Well,
I mean, because these will mostly not point to the vertex, so if you look for anomalous muons, will they actually be seen at level 1?
Right. What you helped out here is common to four. So you have a lot of these hits in the different triggering stations. And so you're not asking for necessarily the same hit, you know, same charge track, the hit here,
so
hit here. But you can have whatever combination gets you this trigger will work.
Yeah.
And so in principle, you can take a hit from, you know, this over here, and then on the second station, park over here.
Right.
If it made a point of the track,
since you have a simulation already running, did you try it? I mean, it actually works.
It actually works. You get a lot of these, and combinatorics help you out where it tells you that they're actually high energy muons.
Okay.
So.
Ever since we got from Stressler, the FICIA program,
we have a few 100,000 events. Simulated with
you
this.
You have pictures and things which we're not sure enough.
The usual topics.
Right. There is an Atlas Node preparation.
Which is why Dan is talking about.
Right.
Yeah, so these are the proposed trigger objects that we're trying to put into the run for 10 to the 32 and 10 to the 33. They look promising as far as what I can tell. And the trigger community is warming up to the idea of putting them in at least.
There's only one way to go, right?
Yeah. So we've heard that with this trigger in particular, the group in Rome is writing the muon triggers, so they're more willing to put it in. What now?
How many hits
in the, as far as the trigger chambers go?
How many hits on track?
So,
how many planes
does it cross? The muon tracks have to cross at least two planes in order to fire the trigger. It can pass three trigger planes in the radial, and then I believe there's four trigger stations in the end cap in the UD case. Each MDP has six tubes, so each of the precision planes had six tubes in it. So you end up with four hits from your trigger chambers, and then up to 6 to 10, depending on what you go through from each of the actual precision chamber. We passed level one by getting these charged particles through here, and then level two we're asking for a lot of these that are next to each other and are not near a jet, so you can knock down the punch through backgrounds. Those appear to have acceptable rates, so you still need to do some work on the triggers.
Could you reconstruct your tracks and
level two? Level two will read out all the precision chambers and try and do a track fit. But unfortunately, at level two, you're hurt by that, because the combinatorics issue that helps you pass level one, you're looking at all these rows in those odd combinations, and there's not going to be precision hits in those necessarily. So if you actually want to reconstruct these tracks, it's going to be a lot more work offline. No, because then you're accepting all the background. You're essentially killing the whole reason that we put in the requiring an inner detector matching track. And
how many tracks does it have to be?
Looks like three or four clustered together.
These are this particular model that's been studied is BB bar. The typical number of tracks in these guys is 10. So one track would be no hope, but it's an interesting question how high up can you go. And for example, if you have guys out with six tracks, that happened at all. Yeah, that's an interesting question.
So how far in does the vertex have to be? There is
very close. How far do you want to match the inner tracker? So if you want just a single track, single muon.
If you want a single muon, it really has to appear inside the beam pipe, so less than 4 centimeters.
Build a track to match the muon stuff to knock down the background. The angle is really good. Other problems because if a track that comes out but then it has a kink in it, the ROI misses the track.
Suppose if there's an electron
I haven't looked at electron appearing out there. It's an interesting question. So there's not a lot of material for it to shower on. So it had to shower on one of the trigger planes, and so you'd end up with one hit in that plane and then several hits afterward. You might be able to do work to sort of reconfigure to get that back.
Throw a battery in the event.
The idea of requiring a matching track is to get rid of the background scaling and flight. Things like this, so that's why they've been requiring a matching track. So if you only ask for a stub, then that kind of defeats the purpose of it, too.
But I think what you're saying is that, so what if we could find it in TRT, but not as far back as the physics, so you can sort of do a hot track?
Yeah.
It seems like there's some room for it. I don't think that the no-fix is a hot track.
So it's a very powerful tool. This one is going to be a lot of crap. So the AgeCal, anything except the
you guys are the pioneers. I mean, if you guys can get something through the, you know, get some real new triggers done like this, that, you know, you can certainly probably not hard to prove that there's no standard model background to these things, right?
Yeah.
So there's right, noise. I'm just saying that I will certainly be watching this with interest to see if it actually happens.
But it's, you know, it was like what I overheard some of the conversations during the coffee break. There's a group of people now, which is who are pushing to start, and that's what it takes to get something like this into the trigger and into someone else's screen.
Are we done?
Could I make a
yeah.
The reason we chose Higgs is because of its generality. Higgs, of course, one of the. I think, again, you asked, maybe it's out there, but there's some issue about trying to be systematic about what it is. There are a number of different parameters here. There's the mass of the object that you produce, it's the thing up there. There's the final state that it's got. There's its lifetime, or experimental wear decay. There's how boosted it is, which determines the angles. And then there's multiplicity. Two of these things, one of them, you have to accept. And that's a big five-dimensional matrix with, you know, some number of entries. But the point is not to study all of those, but if you can get a set of triggers which covers most of that matrix, some reasonable confidence, the problem is probably more than solved. So I think the Higgs case is one where if you go through all these different possibilities, you pretty much have your basis for many, many more.
Yeah, and these trigger objects were defined using that Higgs mainly to create them. So these are good for even low energy. Just put part of this.
In this region, there is usually more than level 2. However, know that level 1 here is completely hardware, this is completely software,